én kofferidem jaz nazaj. Pa te samo ostanemo in tiste dolge hodnike, ne. Tam dol so vrata, pa treba, ne. In jaz prijem tam, pa prema vrata, pa ne vidiš. Pa tam dol zagledam Madonna eno šlo.
Riz.
Je bil pa lep, mlad in to je siv. Siv, ne ta nemški občaj, ne, črn pa to ne. Prav tista prava volka. Krasen.
Radijske zgodbe o ljudih, ki ustvarjajo duh časa. Na Radiju Študent.
Kuala
Zubula Zubula
Oh yeah Zubula Yes Saba ma Kuala
Zubula Zubula
Zubula
Yes
Zubula
Zubula
Pozdravljeni v nocojšnjem Zeitgeistu, kjer bo govora o levici in njenem usponu oziroma bodočem usponu v Južni Afriki. Za kontekstualizacijo se najprej poglejmo nekaj statističnih podatkov. Letos v Južni Afriki minima 20 let od konca, vsaj uradnega konca apartheida. Belci, ki jih je nekaj manj, v državi nekaj manj kot 10%, si še vedno sicer lastijo 80% zemlje. Brezposelnost med belci je 10%, med temnopoltimi oziroma črnci 25%. To so sicer uradne številke, sicer pa je brezposelnost še bistveno večja. Tja do 50%, vsaj južnoafriška vlada, zato da bi prikrila prave številke oziroma realne številke, naprimer tudi prosjačenje v zadnjih nekaj mesecih, tiste, ki prosjače v zadnjih nekaj mesecih, odšteje od števila brezposelnih. Tako je v rastu zadnjih letih v Južni Afriki sicer pomenila dob skok v kvaliteti za življenja za sicer vse dele prebivalstva, vendar pa se razmerja moči ohranjajo, lastništvo podjetij tako recimo prednačijo sicer temnopolti, vendar pa na borzi, med podjetji, ki kotirajo na borzi, temnopolti še vedno lastijo le 13% podjetij. Pred majskimi volitvami maja letos je tako kot protiutež vladajočemu kongresu Afriškemu nacionalnemu kongresu, ki vlada že 20 let, torej od konca apartheida, nastala stranka Economic Freedom Fighters pod vodstvom Juliusa Maleme z izrazito socialističnim programom in militantno retoriko. Za začetek si zato poslušajmo kolaž iz govora, kjer je vodja stranke Julius Malema predstavil manifest stranke.
Our mission is a mission to restore the dignity of African masses. We are fighting to change the patterns of ownership in South Africa. We want to do away with colonial patterns of property ownership in South Africa into democratic patterns of ownership of property. Many people are disappointed by our leaders who are in government today. Political freedom without economic freedom is meaningless. We need a true freedom. 20 years later, black people are still not free. 20 years later, black people are still trapped in squalor, unsafe, an unhealthy condition. 20 years later, the majority is still trapped in landlessness, hopelessness, and homelessness. Young and old black workers are still subjected to slave wages. Domestic workers and farm workers are still disrespected. They are not paid a proper salary. Majority of our people are still struggling financially and they are trapped by debt, they are owing a white man. 20 years later, the police are still killing our people. They killed our people in Marikana, in Mututlung, in Ficksburg, in Relela, and all over South Africa. 20 years later, civil servants, particularly teachers, nurses, and police are treated with disrespect and paid low salaries. The true freedom means water. The true freedom means quality jobs. The true freedom means a living wage. Our people still don't have those things. They said in 1994, they will transfer 30% of the land into the hands of the people. The reality is that they have only transferred 7%. The majority of the land is still in the hands of those who owned the land before 1994. Our people are still removed forcefully everywhere where minerals are discovered. We are saying, as economic freedom fighters, we have a responsibility to end the pain of our people. We are saying today, enough is enough. The EFF is here to say, now is the time for economic freedom. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rescue South Africa from the deep levels of inequality, poverty, starvation, unemployment, and underemployment. Now is the time to share equally the wealth of South Africa. Now is the time to be counted amongst the countries which have developed their industry. Now is the time to bury corruption and self-enrichment by politicians. Now is the time for economic freedom. Now is the time for you to tell South Africa that now is the time for real freedom. We shall expropriate our land without compensation, without compensation, without compensation. All mines shall be the property of the state. All the existing mines should prepare themselves, because we demand 60% of those mines. Whether you are a female or not, you must all be paid the same salary. Whether you are white or black, you must all be paid the same salary. Whether you are Pedi or Xhosa or Zulu, you shall all be treated the same. Education is a solution to poverty. Education is a solution to inequality. Education will support permanent economic freedom. African children, you must love education. We shall restore your dignity by providing you with quality education.
Aya saba makwala.
Kot torej lahko vidimo, se vsaj na ravni diskurza oziroma v govorih levica v Afriki zopet prebuja. Stanje levice v Afriki je sicer nehvaležno posploševati, vendar pa lahko rečemo, da je po osamosvojitvenem zagonu in ideji panafrikanizma prišla na kontinent revolucija mednarodnega denarnega sklada in svetovne banke v obliki neoliberalnih strukturnih reform. Od takrat levica vsaj ta njen radikalni del miruje. Za komentar tega smo prosili Jamesa Schneiderja, urednika portala Think Africa Press.
Well, I mean, it's difficult to, and one shouldn't totally generalize, but I mean, the radical left is pretty absent across most or almost all of the continent. I mean, your narrative is pretty correct. In many countries after independence, there was either because they could receive support from the Soviet Union and or China, or because they were trying to follow, you know, national development and anti-imperialist policies that lefts were far stronger, and that was pretty roundly undone, as you say, in the structural adjustment period, which has, you know, which radically transformed African economies and African politics.
Splošne volitve so bile v Južni Afriki 7. maja letos. V tem času je bilo veliko, oziroma pred volitvami je bilo veliko pričakovan, da bo ANC, se pravi Afriški nacionalni kongres, izgubil svoj vpliv, vendar na koncu nekih resnih pretresov ni bilo. Južna Afrika je sicer zanimiva, ker smo na eni strani lahko priča narativi zgodbe o uspehu uspenjajoče ekonomije, na drugi strani pa državo pesti visoka brezposelnost in brezizhodnost za tako imenovano born free generacijo. To je generacijo, ki se je rodila po koncu apartheida. Sifokazi Magadla, profesorica na Rhodes University v Grahamtownu, smo zato prosili, da opiše politično krajino po majskih volitvah.
Ti si po majskih volitvah so mešani. Sama sem bila ena od tistih, ki so bili prepričani, da bo Afriški narodni kongres zmagal na volitvah, vendar na drugačen način. S tem mislim predvsem, da bi dobili manj kot 60% glasov, kar pa se ni zgodilo. To bi za Južno Afriko pomenilo pomembno spremembo, saj je ANC na oblasti že 20 let. Še vedno pa sem prepričana, da bo naslednjih 5 let zanimivih, saj so opozicijske stranke, ki prihajajo, proti politiki, ki jo vodi vladajoča stranka, pri čemer mislim predvsem na stranko Economic Freedom Fighters, ki jo je oblikoval bivši predsednik podmladka ANC. To so mladi ljudje, ki bodo na naslednjih volitvah imeli veliko možnosti, sploh če se bodo bolje organizirali in uspeli izkoristiti svojo priljubljenost, saj so trenutno njihovi podporniki manj disciplinirani kot tisti od starejših strank. To pravim zato, ker je v Južni Afriki dolgoročno delovanje ključno, saj bo tudi nujna sprememba lahko prišla šele skozi delovanje na dolgi rok. Trenutno imamo namreč le stranko Demokratično zavezništvo, ki je še vedno uradna opozicijska stranka in jo v glavnem sestavlja bela manjšina. Vendar pa ta stranka proti ANC nima možnosti prevzema oblasti na naslednjih volitvah leta 2019. Zato v EFF zdaj lahko vidimo mnogo bolj obetajočo stranko za resen boj z ANC. Politična krajina po volitvah je torej zelo zanimiva. Še bolj zanimivo pa bo v naslednjih letih, ko bomo predvsem med opozicijo priča konkretnim spremembam, ki bodo predstavljale velik izziv vladajoči stranki.
Stranka, ki je pred volitvami torej največ obetala, je bila poleg liberalne in pretežno bele stranke Demokratično zavezništvo, je bila to stranka EFF oziroma Economic Freedom Fighters. Za komentar te stranke in njene strategije smo prosili še Schneiderja.
There is a lot of reason to be skeptical about the EFF. So, their leader Julius Malema has a questionable history of corruption and gaining of tenders through political connections during his time being a senior ANC figure, both as the leader of the Youth League and within his home province of Limpopo. And he has, you know, he's been a late adopter. He previously did espouse some sort of nationalist positions on, when he was part of the ANC, on nationalizing mines, but that was broadly criticized from the left within South African politics and the left of the South African labor movement as being an attempt by sections of the mining class, but the politically connected black mining class, like Tokyo Sekhwale, the former leader of the ANC in Gauteng, the most populous province, the most important province where Johannesburg is, that he was trying to get nationalization so that he could, so that the miners could socialize their losses, because these were loss-making mines. Then there's, you know, he said some extremely problematic things about women, and his aggressive defense of Jacob Zuma during his rape trial makes many people strongly question what his real commitment is towards gender inequality, towards gender equality, which is one of the kind of largest, biggest and most important issues in contemporary South African politics.
Adiyo ni Azania, Adiyo Azania, Awi Azania.
Po tem komadu, ki je bil eden od uradnih propagandnih komadov EFF, se vračamo k oddaji Zeitgeist, kjer nocoj govorimo o vzponu levice oziroma bodočem vzponu levice v Južni Afriki. Na eni strani imamo torej novo ustanovljeno stranko Economic Freedom Fighters, ali krajše EFF, na drugi pa tradicionalni ANC, ki je na letošnjih majskih volitvah dobila 62% glasov. Tudi ANC pretresajo notranji frakcij oziroma frakcijski boji. Tudi EFF je tako nastala v veliki meri iz izobčencev iz ANC pod vodstvom Juliusa Malema, ki je bil v ANC vodja podmladka. Stanje v tradicionalno največji stranki v Južni Afriki komentira Sifokazi Magadla.
Afriški narodni kongres je sedaj stranka, ki jih dominirajo različne frakcije. Kar smo videli v zadnjih letih, je premik k frakcijski politiki, kjer gre znotraj stranke za boje za moč, ne za premlevanje različnih idej. Nažalost, zdaj stranko zaznamujajo notranji boji in tako imenovana politika trebuha, kjer gre za kupovanje glasov z uslugami. To je v nasprotju s protikolonialnim izročilom, katerega nosilci in simbol so. ANC je zdaj prepleten s korupcijo in prilizovanjem prihodnjim veljakom. To je bilo vidno tudi pri sedanjem predsedniku Jacobu Zumi, ko po lanskoletnem policijskem pokolu stavkajočih rudniških delavcev znotraj stranke ni bilo nobenega izpodbijanja in kritike ravnanja predsednika. Bilo je sicer nekaj disidentskih glasov in poročilo varnostnikih plačanih strani države. Tak primer je bil Paolo Jordan, nekdanji minister iz vrst ANC, zdaj pa zopet poslanec. Pri tem je seveda pomembna tudi ekonomska dimenzija in v tem oziru koalicija med demokratičnim zavezništvom in vladajočo stranko, v čemer je EFF videl izdajo črnskega srednjega razreda. Zato je potrebno videti prihodnost onkraj vladavine Afriškega narodnega kongresa. Tako bomo v prihodnjih nekaj letih videli, ali bo ANC še naprej zavračala vse inicijative in vključevanje od zunaj in ostala v trenutnem stanju ob oboženosti idej o prihodnosti.
V preteklosti se je ANC, ki sicer deluje v zavezništvu s Komunistično partijo Južne Afrike in Kongresom Južnoafriških sindikatov oziroma okrajšano COSATU, prezentiral kot nosilec dediščine Nelsona Mandele, kar je še posebej prišlo do izraza ob smrti ustanovitelja. Vendar pa je Mandela sedaj za stranko ANC predvsem trademark, govori Schneider.
Nelson Mandela is absolutely a trademark. But I mean, Nelson Mandela as well was very much part of the negotiated transition whereby essentially the economic structures would remain in place whilst the political structures were democratized. And he was aware of what was going on. I don't think it was a case of, you know, Cyril Ramaphosa and Thabo Mbeki tricking him into what happened. I mean, his eyes were open. He knew that it was a negotiated settlement, which it was. The ANC didn't win the struggle. They negotiated the ending of it with the more liberal end of the, you know, apartheid regime. So, I mean, but going back to the EFF, They do represent that there is a reasonable constituency of people who are calling for a far more radical response to South Africa's contemporary problems. But they do have some highly problematic elements which do stop people supporting them. Their, you know, aggressively militarist language. The fact that there are very few women in their positions of leadership and these sort of things.
Pomembno politično vlogo sploh na levici imajo tudi sindikati, kar se še posebej pokazalo ob zadnjem policijskem pokolu stavkajočih rudarjev v Marikani in tudi med stavkami predtem. V preteklosti so bili namreč sindikati pogosto edini, ki so na političnem, južnoafriškem političnem parketu branili pravice delavcev nasproti liberalni, nominalno pa sicer levi vladi ANC, ki je po koncu apartheida zavzela bolj prokapitalistično držo z odpiranjem za tuje investicije in podobno. Vlogo sindikatov pojasni Schneider.
That's going to be a really interesting development over the next 5 years. NUMSA has become the largest trade union in South Africa because the NUM, the National Union of Miners, has been shedding members over its handling of the mining strikes over the last couple of years, and the perception that it's been far too in hoc to the government, which in turn is far too in hoc to the mining companies, rather than truly representing the workers, which is why this smaller union, which is not affiliated with the ANC, AMCU, has been able to gain power. So NUMSA now, because there's been a big split within COSATU, because COSATU has been run, the Secretary General of COSATU, as well as Zimma Vavi, has been very firmly on the left, very critical of ANC government policies, obviously part of the ANC because COSATU, the main trade union federation, is part of the tripartite ruling alliance with the ANC, but very critical. And there's been a large attempt to undermine him and those who have been critical of the ANC within the trade union movement. So now NUMSA, the largest union, has left the ANC, is no longer affiliated with the ANC, and they are looking over the next 5 years to link up with other social movements and, you know, what they're calling progressive forces, and seeing what is the best what politics they should be putting forward, whether that's a political party or an enlarged workers and social movement, it's unclear what that will be.
Za konec smo Jamesa Schneiderja, urednika portala Think Africa Press, prosili še, da pokomentira prihodnost levice v Južni Afriki.
I think what's clear from these elections and also from the ongoing workers and class struggle in South Africa is that the left is extremely relevant and will continue to be extremely relevant. The standard narrative which many in sort of mainstream or liberal media try to push is that there's a rise of a middle class and their politics are going to be naturally more aligned with the sort of the liberal right, like the DA or Ahang, or one of those parties, but that hasn't really proven to be the case. I mean, whilst the DA's vote has gone up, it hasn't gone up dramatically, and I don't think South African politics will develop in that direction where there's a sort of two-party thing, the ANC being the left of the two parties, and then there being a right sort of liberal party, because the fissures within South African economy are too deep. And so, I mean, the ANC is not going to lose power anytime soon. They're well ensconced. They've also got a reasonable level of internal debate, and they'll keep on going. But there is space for a left to organise both within the ANC and outside it.
O socialistični perspektivi v Južni Afriki smo pripravili Jure Zaregler, Katja, ki je poskrbela za nasnemavanje prevoda, in Jaša.
In ko pridem jaz nazaj, pa te samostani imajo tiste dolge hodnike, ne. Tam dolje so vrata, pa tre vrata, ne. In jaz prijem tam, pa prem vrata, pa meniš. Pa tam dolje zagledam Madonna eno žo.
Res.
Je bil pa lep, mlad in tudi siv, ne ta nemški občaj, črni pa to ne. Prav tista prava volna. Krasna.
Radijske zgodbe o ljudih, ki ustvarjajo duh časa. Na Radiu Študent.